It's time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick of UpperCervicalDocs.com, and this is episode one, where Dr. Hall shares one of his favorite testimonials about a patient who suffered from deep depression and how an upper cervical adjustment changed their life. This is episode one for February 23rd, 2010. UpperCervicalDocs.com. To hear more testimonials and upper cervical interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com. If you have testimonials that you would like to submit, you can submit them to me at drhambrick@UpperCervicalDocs.com. You can also submit them to Dr. Hall at subluxationskill@hotmail.com. It is time for Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, upper cervical chiropractor in California. And this is episode one, our inaugural episode. I have always loved Dr. Hall's stories that get published in Dr. Forrest's weekly email. They don't come every single week, but there's plenty of them in there, and they're always amazing stories. And so I wanted to start recording and publishing a few of them. So hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. This is a new venture for both of us. Pretty ambitious, but...
I think we both look great on the screen there. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we do too. Well,
and if my wife is watching, she probably thinks the same. I don't know about everyone else.
Well, why don't you start off? Do you have a excellent case study, an excellent testimonial for us today about how upper cervical has changed the life of some fortunate soul?
Yes, I do. So I'm going to tell you my favorite one probably in the last 3 months, and that was a 29-year-old male who came into the office, nice, tall, wiry, 6'2" gentleman that from outward appearance looked healthy as a horse. You've heard that one before. But on the inside and cognitively was not healthy as a horse. And his story starts all the way back at 5 years old when he was monkeying around on a couch and slipped and fell and hit his head directly on a marble coffee table. And that episode would prove to be not fortuitous for his future. Over the following 23 years, he had chronic depression and cognitive issues to the point where he was unable to read for extended period of times because just cognitively wise he was not able to comprehend. And the depression, it wasn't just he had a little depression, it was to the point where his mom worried each night she went to bed that when she woke up in the morning that her son wasn't going to be there. After he started care, about 6 weeks, 4 weeks later, she started care, and on one of her office visits, she expressed that to me, and as you'll see in the story, she thanked me for what had transpired, but she had told me how bad it had been over over a decade, that she literally would go to bed at night worried that her son wouldn't be there in the morning. And for anyone who's a parent knows that if you're living in that type of a prison, that obviously isn't fun. And when I've talked throughout the nation about upper cervical, I always say that it's not just the person that's sick. It's there's more than just that individual that's suffering. It's family members. It's if they're working, there's coworkers that sometimes suffer and bosses that suffer because that person maybe is not as productive as they should be. And so getting back to this individual, he came into my office, like I said, it was about 3 months ago, and And we took some pictures on him, and he had a mass of about a 4 millimeter ASR. For any of you lay people out there, what that means is the vertebra moved up and forward on the right side underneath the skull. And we corrected him, and the second visit he came back, and he was wide-eyed and was kind of in a state of shock of what had transpired over a 48-hour period. Literally, his lifelong depression was 90% gone, and for those docs out there who have had patients that have been chronically ill their whole life, when they have that big of a change, he came in that day and he said, "You know, I feel like my whole life has been turned upside down, and I'm liking this, but I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get used to living like this, because I'm a totally different person." And that's my phone ringing. Hold on here, one second. This happened to us last time. And so, there we go. So the greatest part about the story, again, this was the second visit. He comes in. He said,
move the microphone a little closer.
Okay. He said the only thing that to this point has helped. We started with a neurofeedback specialist about, is it good now?
That's better.
Okay. We started with a neurofeedback specialist 5 years prior to coming into our office, and basically what they do is they measure the coherence of brainwave activity in the left and right hemispheres. And when he first started, a normal coherence is about 80. When he started, it was 20. So needless to say, his brainwave activity wasn't even close to the way that it should be. And so he was corrected and went to the neurofeedback specialist less than 24 hours after his correction. She hooked him up to the hookups and looked at the computer and looked back at him. And she was thought that something was wrong, so she unplugged everything and hooked him back up again. And she says, your coherence is 82. And so, of course, the patient explained him what had transpired and how he felt. And it was to the point where the neurofeedback specialist said, you know, there's nothing really to do. And so as things have transpired over the last 3 months, I've given this individual 2 green books that B.J. Palmer wrote, and I'm slowly goading him to hopefully go into chiropractic school. But prior to getting there, he'll have to do quite a bit of coursework, and for the reason that he had severe trouble in school and didn't get all the way through to where perhaps he should have. But I've always said, and I said this on our last interview, as an upper cervical doctor, there's not a better feeling in the world when a 29-year-old who's been on the brink of putting a gun in his mouth for 15 years and you can do something as non-invasive as a simple recoil adjustment on the atlas and watch that person's life unfold and has continued to do so. He's just gained more and more ground, and as a doctor, the fun part is when you get results like that, they send all sorts of other crazy ones into you.
And so, how long now has he been a patient?
It's been about 3 months.
Very cool.
And the great thing about his case is so often the case in upper cervical offices, I think he's had 2 corrections in that span of time. And all of us who do this work, we harp on that old saying, holding is healing, and it's not making 5,000 thrusts into someone's neck that gets them better. I tell all of my patients that come in here, because a lot of them have been to regular full-spine chiropractic, I tell them, if adjusting you got you better, I'd lay you down on the table the first time and adjust you 500 times. So holding is healing. Clear that interference and let innate do the job. That's our job.
There you go. Well,
a side note of this particular story, I'll tell you how this particular person got in the office. The guy that referred him in was a emphysema sufferer, to the point, I've had a few patients that have been in my office first visit and thought to myself as I'm going through the consultation, boy, I hope this person doesn't drop dead in my office. Well, that was this particular person.
Oh, man.
If you were, while he was in the consultation room, if you were outside the door, you could hear him breathing. And one of the things that I remembered when he came in, and that stupid class called pathology that we had to take in chiropractic school for God knows why, but yeah, I remember one of the things they talked about, they call them shrills, and when an emphysema person breathes in, it sounds like, and like I said, you could hear it outside the door. And to make a long story short, this guy's on about 4 different inhalers, and we adjusted him, and he held his first correction, I think, about 2 months. And within 2 months, about 40% of his breathing returned to normal. And his wife started, and his wife on second visit, much like the other individual I told you his mom said, she said, you know, Dr. Hall, I was wondering if my husband was going to make it another 3 or 6 months at the rate that he was declining. And that was probably about 5 months ago, and he still has breathing trouble, but he's gaining ground weekly, and that old saying that we upper cervical doctors say is we are saving lives one at a time definitely holds true with that individual. Hmm. So, fun stuff.
Now, that was a bonus testimonial, was it not?
Yes.
Hey, you always
every time because within upper cervical offices there can't just be one testimony. There's a reason why that person that got that miraculous change, how they got in there was from someone else with a miraculous change.
That's true.
I call it glorified multi-level marketing, but and that's kind of how an upper cervical practice is, right?
Right. Well, that's it for this episode of Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. Please join us next week for another testimonial about how upper cervical has changed a person's life. For more like this, please go to uppercervicaldocs.com, where you can also hear audio interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, including Dr. Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.